Oh, Gravity Falls, it is good to be back!
Welcome to the See You Next Summer podcast. My name is Raul Rodriguez, and here's with me my handwich? Sandwich?
Billy Pollahan?
What up, guys? Yeah, it's me. I'm still here somehow. Somehow, Palpatine has returned.
God damn it.
I don't know why I'm in a Star Wars kick. Probably because our main show will soon be Star
Yes.
Wars. Whenever this airs. Which will probably be in the next 2 months. Who knows? But yeah, we're here to talk about Gravity Falls.
Wait. They're still coming through. That is impossible. No, but going back.
We'll get there when we get there.
But going back, we're doing Gravity Falls, Season 2, Episode 6, Little Gift Shop of Horrors, an anthology episode, another one.
The only other anthology episode in the entire series.
Mm-hmm. And also, this is like the last one. This is Three Tales. And I especially love the second one. But we open at the Mystery Shack. We see a person. This is a first person kind of view, like in a video game. And then Stan answers like, well, hello there, traveler. I see your car broke down on this lonesome country road. A place so remote that no one can hear your scream. And then the traveler walks back. Pretend I didn't say that. Come in, but be warned. If you enter, you may be subjected to my tales. Tales to design to sell my merchandise. And then you see like the blood, and like kind of like Tales from the Crypt. Sorry, I was thinking of something funny I heard earlier, and then we cut into the theme song.
Stan starts our first tale, boys and ghouls. Or boils and ghouls, I don't know. It's not exactly the greatest.
I could do that, but I don't want to shatter your eardrums. Anyway, oh yes, random body parts are groaning on the ceiling, or in the shop. And he pulls a hand out of a chest. A disembodied hand. Why is it so expensive? Well, the tale is called Hands Off. No, seriously, Hands Off. It's not for sale. All right, Hands Off.
And then we go to the swap meet of Gravity Falls. And I was like, look at this prize, this treasure. Beverly has, they agree with everything I say. Dipper says, Professor Glasses, they made me look like a genius. And Stan, look at this fox gold beauties. They're my boss quality.
We do know that Stan loves watches.
Yes, a lot. Especially we have seen throughout the whole series that he has a lot of magazines about rich old men and watches. So he wants one of those. And then he's like, okay, kids, prepare to watch the delicate art of the deal. Hey, Hackface, how much for the junk watches?
Yeah, and the hand witch goes like, not for you, Stan Pines. The wind whispers your name. And then Tyler's just like, shush, you guys. Then Stan's like, all right, I get it. You're creepy. Anyway, less talky, more watchy. Get your hands off of my watch. Yeesh. Mm-hmm. Freak show. But what we didn't see is that Stan switched watches. Because he has them good heisting hands. And Dipper's like, are you seriously shoplifting from a witch? Sounds like a curse. He's just like, oh, anyone, you want to buy a wet blanket? We got a wet blanket for sale. And then it shows Toby Determined literally selling wet blankets. And he's just like, I can't survive in this market. Oh, boy. But yes, Stan is just like, ha, curse. Right.
He notices that he has no hands already. And he's like, oh, no. And then he makes his breakfast. I was like, prepare your mouth for. And then he stumbles into the table. Like, and me was like, no hands, Grandpa Stan, what happened to your hands? then I might get cursed a little. But the watch looks nice, right? And the hand witch appears in his watch. He's like, foolish man. Thieving hands find wicked faith. You must return what is in yours. And then Stan pulls some minimal like.
Stan is trying to just do his daily stuff, but they all require his hands. Like at the soup, or he tries going to the bowling alley. Well, first he scares Lazy Susan because he has no hands. And then he tries to throw a ball, but he trips the woman behind him because he doesn't have hands to grip the ball. And it crashes the TV. And then there's the convenience store clerk named Jimmy. He's just like, hey, Mr. Pines, should we play toss me a dozen eggs like we always do? No, Jimmy, not today. Not today. And he gets pelted with eggs. Great. And they have to go up to Hand Witch Mountain. Dun, dun, dun.
We see that they enter they enter the cave. It was like, what is happening? And as we see Mabel, I was like, someone is tapping my shoulder. And then Dipper was like, someone double tipped my shoulder. And I was like, and then they see a lot of hands. And then we see like everybody is fighting. Like we see Dipper punching one of them. And then we see Mabel playing rock, paper, scissors with one of them. The hands move, does scissors. And then she's like, oh my God. And she gets attacked. And then we see the hand witch. Look at this. Touching scene. Up top. You guys get me. It was easy. Like he was high-fiving the hands. It's then, all right, you horrible wench. You got me. Stealing is wrong, etc. And I was like, take the watch. Can I have my hands back? I have a certain gesture that I'd like to share with you.
And she's like, okay, but it can only be broken by a kiss.
What? What?
It's all right, kids. Just look away. A kiss on the lips. What? Forget it. I'm not kissing any of that mess. I don't need my hands up that bad. Yeah, you're just making stuff up now. Let's go.
Like J.J. Abrams on episode 9?
Ooh. Somehow. Somehow. It's the second episode 9 reference. I don't get it.
Let's go, kids. In the hand wish. No way. Don't go. Hey, you're right. I was just making all that stuff up. I was trying to get something going, you know? It's so hard to meet people these days. Oh, Dipper. So is this all just a ploy to get a date? I'm desperate, okay? But every time I bring someone back here without keeping their hands hostage, they just run away.
Yeah, but Mabel's just like, you just need to redecorate. A handelabra.
Oh, the hand wish. The hand wish like.
Watch me work. Home makeover. We get a montage of Mabel redecorating everything.
Also, I love how Mabel, they're blind at the witch for like kind of like those big reviews in those reality shows. Move. She's like, oh my God, it's the same game. Oh, and she's even crying like those reality shows. Of
move that bus. Anyway, you're right. It's, oh my goodness, I can't believe this is the same cage. And how about here's your hands back? Oh, right. Shaky, scratchy, I've missed you, old rascals. Shaky. You're all right, sister. Will you be my boyfriend now? Nope. Never. Well, I learned nothing. Back to my crippling loneliness.
Hey, I'm lost in the mountains. Can I crash here for the night?
Jackpot!
No, she's like, when she picks up the line book, she's like, girl, are those space pants? Because your butt looks out of this world! The man, well, thanks for noticing. Yes!
Yes! I get it. And then that is the end of our first tale.
Mm-hmm.
But he's just like, all right, I get it. You don't want the hand. But perhaps you'd be interested in buying. And he sees he's going through his pockets, but then Waddles comes and grabs him. This magic pig. Sure, he doesn't look like magic, but there's a very interesting story I'm about to make up about him. It's called A Baconings.
I love the title card because we see Dipper all frightened and we see the shadow of Waddles is making like it's gonna be a horrible tale, but it's gonna like a twist on it because I love the thing about it, like how he has this smart Waddles.
Nicolas Cage totally watched this episode and was just like, I'm gonna make a movie about this.
Yes! It's a good movie.
I've been told Pig is great.
Anyway, Dipper has a box with the what the heck a hedron. Solve this puzzle and your photo could get on this box. And he sees it's a boy getting kissed by a girl in a swimsuit. So, of course, he's like, whoa, that's false advertising. I can get behind. And he's like, come on. And yes, this puzzle is ridiculously overcomplicated.
And then we see Mabel. Uh-oh, that's a bummer. This is May, and the Hawk coming to you on the AM. And what was we?
Boop, 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 boop. And she has a soundboard and everything,
yes.
Which I believe is Seuss's soundboard.
It has to be.
Yeah, totally, dude.
Whoa, not sure we can say that on the air. Don't touch the dial, truckers, because the Hawk just ate it. And they was like, "Warp." Then Dipper, maybe, okay, Mabel, can you knock it off? I'm trying to solve this intelligence puzzle, but it seems impossible. Mabel, you're not just smart enough. And then he goes to the journal, very near the falls is the legendary
perception room,
to increase brain power and grind it up and apply to forehead overnight. That's pretty damn cool, though.
Head on, apply it directly to the forehead. Of course, Waddles, being a pig, eats it because he eats everything. He eats all of what was Dipper's supply and the one on Dipper's forehead. And we see that Dipper's just like, I feel smart already, and tries to solve pi. But he's just like, the digits of pi are 3.1. Then Waddles, through this machine, goes 415926, etc. Who said that? And he goes, greetings, friends. It is I, Waddles the Pig. Because Waddles, what? Smart Waddles, is voiced by astrophysicist Dr. Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Yes. Waddles, what happened to you? Have you been possessed by a spirit of a nerd?
I understand that my transformation may be vexing, but I have prepared a presentation. Forgive me, my pig arms are cute and useless.
The brain goof, you ate it and built all of this, didn't you? And Mabel, this isn't right. The pig goes oink! The pig goes oink! He has those animal sound toys that they're in love.
Now the pig goes wherever he can shine the light of knowledge into the darkness of ignorance. Damn, Waddles. That's deep.
Mm-hmm. Whoa, whoa, whoa. What the heck, Adron? How do you do that? Well, then Waddles, I can teach you, Dipper. I can teach you many things, for the secrets of the astrophysics to the... And then we see Waddles notice that Gompers is chewing on his pillow. He's like, hey, and Dipper.
Yes, and he shoots a styrofoam rocket.
Yes.
So Dipper is loving this, but Mabel is not, because, he's off being smart and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And they talk about that, and Mabel's just like, yeah, you guys just go on without me. And then presses the fart button.
Yeah, and then we see that they go outside, and we see Grenda has a kite stuck on a tree. Oh my god, he got stuck in a tree. I hate everything. I bet we could be of service. And Grenda says, oh, sees Waddles. Oh, an affront against nature. Waddles, haha, forget kites. Here, take this rocket pad I invented and explore the heavens yourself. Grenda says, forget that. Grenda's gonna look at the boys through the skylights. I rolled the skies.
And I think it's gonna be a long, long time till touchdown brings her around again to find she's not the woman she thinks she is at all. No, 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 no.
Yes!
She's a rocket woman.
Woman. I'm a rocket woman.
Burning out her fuse up there alone.
Mm-hmm.
It's a sad life. But yes, Waddles invents a fucking rock. He invents a jetpack. And. Candy off screen. Don't forget the laser gun I made for Candy. Death to my enemies. And then Mabel's trying to have fun without Waddles, but she can't. Because there's no May. It's May and the Hog, but there's no Hog. Sad. Recording of man saying loneliness. And
then we see Dipper in there building up this great invention. I was like, this is your greatest invention yet. You could solve every problem of mankind. And then Waddles was like, and bring me potatoes. Delicious potatoes.
Yummy, yummy for my fat little pig tummy. I just can't. I'm imagining Neil deGrasse Tyson just saying, guys, this is brilliant.
Yes,
I'm having a great time. And then he ruins a movie with his snide remarks being an astrophysicist and all.
Mm-hmm. Then what? And then with the Dipper says, I was like, Waddle says, Mabel, you are just in time for my greatest achievement, the Smarticle Accelerator. Dipper, solving the brain puzzle was just the tip of the iceberg. With this, Waddle will save all of the greatest puzzles of the universe. Waddle says, the origin of life, the meaning of existence. Why does have nipples?
Yeah, and Dipper's just like, he's going to be famous. He's going to meet scientists, presidents. I wonder if I can teach him to wear pants.
The whole world? But when will you have time for us? I'm your best friend.
I'm still your Mabel, but I'm helping people now.
But what about helping me? Do you really want to spend your whole life in meetings with dumb smart guys? That brain has made you forget who you are. Don't you remember us? And then Waddles.
And then we get a montage. And then he's just like, it all makes sense now. What good is helping the world if I can't help my favorite person in the world? It's a good thing I built in a dum-dum switch. Yep. And then, so what he goes, he zaps himself with the Smarticle Accelerator, I guess.
In reverse.
But in reverse. And he goes, in my last 8 seconds of consciousness, I want you to know that science is a horizon to search for, not a prize to hold in your hand.
Mm.
Also, I miss getting my tummy tickled. And then it collapses and gets destroyed.
It almost sounds like Dr. Octopus when it says that then intelligence is a good thing for the good of mankind.
A privilege.
Yes.
And then you know what he went like when it dropped? I just thought, Butterfingers.
Yes.
He's just throwing random sacks of money,
mm-hmm,
with his little useless pig arms.
And then Mabel is like, oh, Waddles. And then Dipper's like, our invention. I know what you make you feel better, Dipper. A simple hat from a simple pig. Yes, I guess so.
Aww. And that is the end of our second story. And then now we get our last story because it involves stop motion.
The most weird story.
But I love it. It's probably my favorite story,
mm-hmm,
because I love stop motion.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a long ass time to make, but man, is it worth it.
And it's pretty ambitious, like the two different styles of animation that this story has. I was like, you know what? You're right. Don't buy the pick, Stan says. In fact, I'm probably off leaving him with my niece. I was like, no shooting the house, sweetie. Perhaps I can enjoy it with something else. Like spooky movies. Movies are great. You can watch a movie. You can scare the girl. The girl snuggles next to you. Next thing you need to raise a kid. Your life falls apart. Forget the last part. The next step is called Clay Day.
Dun dun dun. And then we get like a sort of Care Bears, My Little Pony-esque parody.
Mm-hmm.
Where you're just like, you did it because you believed in yourself. And Dipper's just like, everything about this is bad.
Shimmery twinkle heart.
Oh, God. Gold. And...
oh, God.
And Mabel's loving it. And then Stan's just like, well, that just puts me 90 minutes closer to death. It's time you kids learned to watch the classics from my day. Mabel's like, ooh, old people movies. Get ready for references we don't understand and words we can't repeat. And it's called The Voyages of Loincloth Eccles, which is a cyclops.
Yes.
Or no, it involves a cyclops because Loincloth Eccles is like Hercules, or it's very much like a Jason and the Argonauts,
mm-hmm,
with all the stop motion.
Or kind of like a Sinbad story.
Yeah, and then we get this awesome cyclops and it's stop motion.
Mm-hmm.
And it roars, and then Mabel freaks the F out.
And then he was like, oh no, he's so real. And then Mabel runs, I was like, and then I was like, well, your system is broken. I was like, oh, Grandpa Stan, I should have told you before, Mabel has a childhood terror of old-timey stop-motion animation. It's like her number one fear since we were kids. He? Come on, those hoogie old things, how scared should you be? And then we see Mabel, the Cyclops, his face is made of nightmares. Instead, it was like, kid, it's just a movie. It cannot hurt you. Mabel, no.
They wait for you to talk and they crawl inside your mouth.
Why do you have to show her that tape? Dipper said, I was like, there has to be a way to get over this. And then we see that in the VHS cover, it says that Harry Claymore's workplace is in Gravity Falls. All right, we just can just get the directors to show her models that they're fake. Maybe she finally can calm down. And she was like, I don't know, dude. According to the internet, the special effects genius Harry Claymore is some kind of recluse. as they're walking into his house, Stan was like, the man wants his privacy. I can respect that. Well, everyone over the fence. And then you see Mabel, those monsters are just clay models. Move around one frame at a time by an antisocial shut-in.
Those people are called animators.
In a Seuss voice. Those people
are called animators. That was a deep cut, dude.
Yes, it was a really deep cut. And then so I was like, with the walk in, I was like, we want to get to look at your figurines. And then Seuss was like, we're not paparazzi. And we see Seuss taking a lot of photos. Aha! See Mabel and a mini gorilla figurine. It's all just special effects. You can come out. Mabel's like, no. Kid listened to me for the last time. It's nothing to be afraid. And then we see the clay Cyclops walking out to Stan, all like giant and everything. And the cycle roars and everybody screams. And Dipper drops the basket where Mabel was in. It was like he's slowly swiping at us.
Oh, I love that. But yes, then the skeleton comes by. Again, Jason and the Argonauts. And the name Harry Claymore is supposed to be a parody of Harryhausen. Ray Harryhausen was a very famous stop-motion animator. Did stuff like Clash of the Titans. Again, Jason and the Argonauts. Just really awesome stop-motion in general. Then after that, they're like, how is this happening? And Harry Claymore is there. He's tied up. He's like, I'm afraid they want you. He's like, alas, my effects are more special than you know.
And Stan, I was like, Harry Claymore, master of special effects, circa 1970-something?
But how are these things real? He's like, what? You really believe somebody moves these figures one frame at a time? I'm not a masochist. I use black magic to make them animate themselves. It was great at first. But then one day,
the newspaper
said that computer animation is better than stop motion. Sadly, that's what happened. And it's also because, again, stop motion takes a very long time to do. Because, yes, you have to animate it a frame at a time. It takes forever. That's why all those Leica movies take like 3-4 years in between. Because they're literally just animating it.
And I love when it says like no, where's the heart? The Cyclops is screaming. Now that they were, Harry said, now that they are a word, they went mad and enslaved me. Now they will turn you into an unholy beast of clay to join their mischief. Seuss, huh, Mr. Pines? At least you can finally get to work with your favorite director. And by word, I mean suffocate in a big way, in a big wad of clay. As we see all of the clay stuff, stuffing more of Seuss. And then as we see Mabel, oh, what do I do? How can I defend those monstrosities? And then she has a part of clay and she's making a smile. It's like, if I change it to something I like, we have an idea. And he's like, hey, one eye club. Eye club says, I took it to you, Dum-Dum. Come at me. And then she jumps into her stomach, into his stomach, curls up, and he rearranges his face and his whole body. And then the Cyclops is made into a giant shimmery twinkle heart. And they was like, oh.
I think that's scarier than the Cyclops.
Yes. Scarier than the skeleton. The skeletons also.
But then Mabel goes, hey, wipe that face off your face. Hey, skeleton dorks, it's clayback time. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Seuss is just like, dude, you conquered your fear. That's right, because she believed in herself. Jam it, Twinkle Heart. Just start pounding those skeletons. And they beat the shit out of them. And then she just, Dipper's like, you're not scared anymore? She just goes, oh, I'm twice as scared now. But now I know it's rational. And then Stan just goes, kid, you were right. Stop motion is pure evil. And probably really expensive. Incredibly expensive.
That's an impressive fight.
This is. So,
I'm glad I'm
facing toward it.
As we see, oh my god, it's an amazing joke because we see the skeletons fighting a Medusa. The Twinkle Heart is still like killing a lot of those. I was like, oh, it's really expensive though. That's a way of saving budget. And even Seuss doing it is so meta. I was like, I'm glad that I'm facing towards it. And they're all clapping, yay! And then the Harry is like, that was the best part. And then we cut back to they're watching another movie, Loincloticles. In the creature with
Loincloticles.
In the
creature with an unreasonable amount of heads.
Well, I think we learned that you can remold your fears, Mabel. I'm just glad that none of us can turn into clay and Zeus. Holy Toledo! And then we see he
turns into fucking Gumby.
I know. Who wants to see me chasing to almost anything? He becomes a cylinder and then normal shape Zeus. I can walk through walls. Whoa. And then Stan throws the remote at Zeus. Kids, we're safe now. We're safe.
And that's our story. But then Stan is just like, I don't get it. You don't want the pig. You don't want my tapes. What are you going to buy? How about this delicious potion? Here, have a free sample. Never do that, kids. And he Bill Cosby's him.
Mm-hmm.
Because you should have bought the merch when you had the chance, buddy. I'll have something new for sale very soon. And
he's painting the guy, and we see that he's adding a lot of stuff to the guy. It just we just seeing from a first person kind of point of view. And we see that the guy is on a glass case and it says the cheapskate.
The cheapskate, yeah. The legendary cheapskate. I saw it blinking. That's just an optical illusion. Come along. And then the traveler's like, and Stan's like, that's right, I'm a jerk. But then we get our credit scene, which is Mabel standing in front of the case and Dipper's reading on the gift shop counter. He's like, hey, want to play tic-tac-toe on the glass case of the cheapskate?
And the traveler draws an X in the top middle space.
And Mabel's like, no, I want to be X's.
And Dipper,
trust me, just let her be X's.
And the traveler drives a no in the middle space, and Mabel was like, yay! And then I was like, actually, I'm sorry, I changed my mind, I want to be the O's. And then there's draws an X on the upper left space. Okay, you're gonna hate me right now, but could be X's possibly? And then the traveler says, help me. And Mabel was like,
he writes on the glass that says, help me.
I don't think you're playing this right.
Yep, and then the ending shot is of the Cyclops.
Mm-hmm.
And that is our episode. So before we get into the series continuity and stuff, do you have any other notes? How did you think that this compared with the other anthology episode? If we even remember it, which I believe that was the Bottomless Pit.
Yes, the Bottomless Pit episode. Well, they really upped their antics, because in the Bottomless episode, I really like the pinball story a lot, especially that's the thing that I like the most about that episode. But also in this one, I do love a lot of the Smart Waddle story, but it's so hard to choose also between the clay just because of that meta joke of the expensive of the stop motion. But I still love the Waddles episode a little more. But yeah, especially because umping out the antic is the jokes and the budget because of the stop motion is way cooler compared to the other anthology episode. But this is a really fun episode. What do you think?
Yeah, I gotta say that much like everything with season 2, they did up the ante a little bit. This is just a nice little side story. It was very Black Mirror-esque. It just shows all the weird shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice to take a break because now we're getting really plot heavy.
Yes.
Like we're almost towards the middle of the last season. And next episode, especially, we're going to get some key details that are revealed. So I'm like that they take breaks. They know when to take breaks. Because there are a couple episodes after the big end of what we'll call Act 2 of the story. And you need those, really. You just need a breather. You can't have plot 24/7. Is it the greatest episode? No. But it's nice and cute, and that's why it's going to be pretty low overall. I'm going to give it a 6 out of 6.5, because it's just it's not the strongest episode, but it's not the worst ever, because Gravity Falls is much better than most shows.
Yes.
And I already just spoiled my ranking before I did all the continuity and trivia and shit, but what about you, buddy? You got anything else to say?
I'm just gonna say that I still love the thing that I love the most about Gravity Falls, that it still feels timeless, that it's not super hardcore with the references or it feels dated, especially that thing of the reality shows. In 20-30 years, people will say, oh, it's like something that Mabel did nice, or like a maybe children they don't need to know about those reality shows from our generation of like the Move That Boss reference, or like right now, especially that Netflix show, like Queer Eye. And so it's almost kind of like the same feel of remodeling, but also, yeah, like this episode is a lot of fun. Like for me, I will give it an 8.
Hmm. Interesting. Anyway, we got series continuity. We have Tyler Cute Biker seen running a stand titled Several Chimes, referenced to several times from Boys Crazy. The agents from Scarioki in this episode, Powers appearing at the Gravity Falls swap meet and Trigger in the bowling alley. Dipper's shown reading journal number 3 under the black light to reveal its invisible ink, which was revealed in Scarioki. Waddles carries a jack-o'-melon trick-or-treat bucket from Summerween. There's a musical montage of Waddles remembering his time spent with Mabel, which is a lot of it's from The Time Traveler's Pig, which was his debut. And several of Mabel's sweaters make a reappearance. The wavy sweater she wore in Time Traveler's Pig, the shooting star sweater in the opening of the pilot, the sprinkle sweater in Seuss and the Real Girl, the music note sweater in The Inconveniencing, blue star sweater in Boys Crazy, a sweater resembling the lightning bolt she wore in Double Dipper, although this one is red and the other was black, another sweater resembling the golf course she wore in The Golf War, although, again, this one is red, while the other was green. And Seuss's wolf chicken attraction from Boss Mabel is seen behind stand in one of the framing scenes. And the song that was featured was Remember Those Times. And we got some trivia. This is a Halloween special. This makes a lot more sense. It's the only episode to premiere on Disney Channel after the series was moved to Disney XD. It's the only time that hand-drawn animations are used in this episode in the series. The fiery orbs Dan takes from the unnamed traveler before the first story is a palantir from the Lord of the Rings. You know, the evil eye thing from Lord of the Rings.
I totally forgot about that joke about the Sauron eye. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah, despite the story supposedly being made up, we see the hand crawl away after Sam tosses it, making it seem like it actually happened. And based off of Journal 3, the canonical real-life Journal 3, there is no page describing his perceptrooms, which suggests that Stan was telling the truth when he made up a Baconings. The real-life journal also features an entry detailing the author meeting the Hand Witch at a fair. Claymation segments include during Clay Day, they were animated by Stupid Buddy Studios, best known for providing the stop motion for Robot Chicken, so that makes a lot of sense. In Clay Day, it's revealed that Mabel has lutumtophobia, a fear of claymation and stop motion animation. The cartoon,
that's real.
It is real.
Oh wow.
Cartoon Mabel is watching is marked as episode 618. Do you know the significance of that number? According to the VHS tape, Clash of the Genres is rated O for old people. The Hand Witch wears a red robe with two large hands depicted in black. This is a color inverted version of the robe worn by the villainous sorcerer, the Master, in the infamously terrible Manos, the Hand of Fate. The Hands of Fate. Get it? The Hands of Fate? If you don't know about Manos, the Hands of Fate, it's notoriously one of the worst movies of all time. The original twist ending, the visiting tourist was supposed to be revealed to be director M. Night Shyamalan.
I told you!
That would have been quite the twist.
Oh my god, it would have been fucking amazing.
Yeah, title of Baconings is a combination of Bacon and Awakenings. Smart Waddles was originally voiced by Jad Abumrad, but felt that Abumrad's voice wasn't right and repeatedly asked Neil deGrasse Tyson, who turned him down several times. But Tyson eventually changed his mind and lent his voice after the animation had been finished. And the title is a reference to Little Shop of Horrors. That's our trivia, so now we get our cryptograms. During the end credits, there's a cryptogram, but you use the Vinigier cipher, which translates to: check out Dr. Waddle's latest book, A Brief History of Oink, 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 Oink. And the key word for that is non-canon, which can be found on the upper level rail planks in Henry Claymore's house. Because the Menagerie cipher is, you need to find a word, and from that word you can decipher it. And that's been present in most season 2 episodes, like in the Gulf War and stuff. They're very hard to find though. And after that, we have one more. At the end page, it translates to all animation and is black magic after being put through the combined cipher. So yeah, that was Little Gift Shop of Horrors. Do we have anything else to say, or you just want to do the plugs?
No, and nothing else to say. This was a really fun episode. I only knew that M. Night Shyamalan had a planned cameo in the series finale. I didn't know it was for the episode also as well. So it would have been also pretty cool that he was behind that glass. That would have been a great twist, as always. But as always, you can find me at RobertRDC on Twitter, Instagram, Letterboxd, and on TikTok at RobertRDC. You can follow the podcast at SYNSPod on Twitter. And also, please give us a like on Instagram, on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google. Please give us a 5-star review. And you, Billy?
Yeah, you can follow me on Twitter at MasterOfPuns196. Every word starts with a capital letter. You can also follow me on Instagram at BillyBatsonsLightning. Nothing is capitalized. And you can also follow us on Google, Apple, Stitcher, Spotify, Anchor, wherever podcasts are listened to. Give us a 5-star and write a review on Apple. But don't be like that one asshole. You know the drill. And you can also follow our podcast Twitter at SYNSPod. And as always,
see you next summer. Dun 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 dun
dun. Remember, reality is an illusion. The universe is a hologram. Bye, Cole.